Hi, welcome to You Kelly podcast. I am Deepa Shukla, and with me today we have Jessica.
Hi, everyone.
Lorena.
Yeah, hi.
Peter.
Hello.
So with these lovely guests, we're gonna have a great show for you today. We are going to talk about food in China. Our guest speaker, Jessica, will talk about traditional southern food, and Lorena and Peter will be shedding some light on food in North China. So yeah. Peter, tell us about the food culture in China.
So the food in China is diversified. Mm-hmm. Like each place we have some special food here. Like for example, I'm from north of China.
Mm-hmm.
So Chongqing. So hot pot is our favorite dishes.
Oh, hot pot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like me too. I'm from in north of China, in mm-hmm. Xi'an, right? And people like to eat noodles and some spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like how spicy? Is it like too hot?
Not too much.
Uh-huh.
It's not like in Chongqing person like to eat hot pot, but we also like eat spicy food.
Like you guys add a lot of chili or like other spices too?
It's like red peppers.
Yeah.
Oh, red peppers?
Right.
Oh, that,
super hot.
That must be super hot.
Right.
Yeah, actually in Chongqing, we also have like some special noodles. We call it like Chongqing noodles. It's like our traditional food in
uh-huh.
Chongqing. It's like you put lots of like peppers and lots of sauce, and which is very spicy. And you can add your like some beef or some pork,
uh-huh.
which is very delicious in the,
mm-hmm.
for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, the pepper must be making it too spicy, right?
Yeah.
So, Jessica, what about in
the
south?
I am different from Lorena and
Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I come from south of China,
mm-hmm.
and my hometown is a seaside city.
Okay.
So there are a lot of seafood
mm-hmm.
in my hometown. And my hometown maybe prefer to eat some sweet food,
mm-hmm.
sweet food.
Mm-hmm.
Like
more of like dessert?
Yeah, dessert.
Uh-huh.
And we have a sweet porridge.
Mm-hmm.
We put some red jujube
mm-hmm.
and peanuts into porridge
mm-hmm.
and make and the brown sugar
mm-hmm.
and make them to sweet.
Oh, I see. So the sweets are like more of milk, or like what do you guys like? You guys make more of like baking. You guys do more of baking or like cooking on the stove.
Cook.
Oh, you guys cook?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I think that's why she likes ice cream a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
even I like ice creams. Like, I have a sweet tooth. Tell me about like the preference given to the food. Like, most of the people over there are vegetarian or they prefer non-veg. Like in India, if you go and if you see, there are the most of the population follow vegetarian food habits. So how about in China?
I think it's depend on the different families.
Uh-huh.
Like my family is maybe generally they will eat the vegetables,
mm-hmm.
but like in Spring Festival,
mm-hmm.
they will like to eat meat.
Okay.
Right.
So it depends on like not like it has nothing to do with traditions, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So traditionally, there is nothing like a vegetarian or non-vegetarian.
But in some areas, they never eat.
Nost.
Mm-hmm.
People prefer to eat meat,
mm-hmm.
maybe in sauce, maybe people prefer to eat vegetable.
Oh, I see.
Like, in my life, like, I only saw, like, only few people are vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now my family, like, who are, like, vegetarian,
uh-huh.
we all like to eat meat and very spicy stuff, yeah.
So you haven't seen many vegetarians?
Mm,
so I am
really.
The one you can be.
But I saw a lot in America, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, there are lots of vegetarian people.
Yeah, even in America, there are vegans too.
Yeah.
Is there any concept like vegans in China?
What?
Like vegans, vegans are those who don't eat animal products, not even cheese, milk. Eggs.
Oh, yeah. Well, my teacher, like, who was from my high school, she's
uh-huh.
he is like, no, any of those things.
Oh, okay.
And but he eats some like chickens and some.
Oh, he eats chicken?
I don't. Yeah, I think some fish. I don't know. I forgot.
Okay. Then yeah. That person is not a vegan. Because vegans eat only plant-based food, you know? Only things that they get from plants. No animal products, no meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in China, we have some. That some people have some religions,
mm-hmm.
so they never eat the pork.
Even in India, Hindus don't eat beef and pork.
Yeah,
like my grandma, like because of like religion,
uh-huh.
Every month in one of the day,
mm-hmm.
he only can eat like vegetables, no meat in that day. Yeah,
I see. Nice.
And I heard that some Asian people
mm-hmm.
have some milk disease.
Mm-hmm.
They can't eat milk. They can't drink milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like my aunt. I don't know why, because maybe Asian people have a different body
mm-hmm.
structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it because of allergic to the milk? I don't know.
Oh yeah. So yeah, mm-hmm. there are people who are lacto intolerant, so they cannot.
Yeah.
Eat milk products, or they cannot drink milk.
Mm.
You know,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, looking towards the trend of food, like, do you think in China people prefer cooking, or they prefer to order food from outside?
Like, yeah, I think it's different from depends on different generations. From
mm.
our generations, we prefer to order some food from outside.
Uh-huh.
Like right now, like. Every day I prefer to order something from the Hungry Husky instead of like cooking something at the house.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like spend too much time on the cooking and it's tired. And after you like cooking, you have to wash your dishes.
Yeah,
and
that's a pain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hate doing dishes. Like, I don't mind cooking, but when it comes to cleaning dishes, I'm like, I hate it.
Yeah, if somebody helped me, that'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in generally, I think I like to eat cooking in home,
uh-huh.
but maybe like in the Spring Festival, we have the big meal with
mm-hmm.
all the family members.
Mm-hmm.
We want to eat outside.
Right? Yeah, because it has
lot
of preparation, right? You need to chop
right.
and do grocery
yeah.
shopping
and many
and
dishes.
Then,
yeah.
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 So
yeah, right.
I understand.
I think
yeah.
cooking is an interesting thing, but I hate.
The pre-task,
yeah.
pre-cooking
yeah.
task, and the
and
post-cooking
then,
task.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Like from like last generation, like my parents and their like my grandma, they prefer just like cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
They always ask me, why do you guys go to outside to eat? We have lots of food in our
right.
house.
Right.
Yeah,
my grandma.
Yes, so different.
Yeah. Even my mom had the same problem. She never liked me going out for. Eating like for food,
yeah.
just like I cook better food. You should stay home
yeah.
and eat healthy
yeah,
food.
Right.
But sometimes we need older food and
yeah.
try to eat some different food.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are the most famous like food items in south of China?
Mm.
I think Jessica will be in a better position.
ice cream
no.
It's joke. I think maybe sweet potato
yeah. Like how do you guys eat that? Like you guys boil it or
bake it
put it into baker
uh-huh.
oven
yeah.
I see
yeah.
And how about what are the famous food items, like dishes?
Famous dishes?
Hot pot.
Hot pot
is our favorite
yeah.
dishes.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Yeah, hot pot is the most famous and the favorite dish
mm-hmm.
in Chongqing, just like Sichuan.
Okay.
It's a specific place, yeah.
Okay. And in India, like these days, people are very crazy about Chinese food. So it's, we usually when we go to Chinese restaurant, we order like a spring rolls or Manchurian or you know, chow mein. All these things are like lo mein. These things are very famous, like Chinese food in India. So how about in China? Are these not very popular?
Yeah, I think that's like American Chinese food. Yeah, like egg rolls. Like actually in China, only few, I don't think lots of people eat egg rolls. Right? only like in some festivals.
Yeah,
oh, I see.
Right.
And the lao mian and the chow mian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's very famous in here.
Oh, it's not famous over there?
In China, it, like...
It's not generally people eat it.
Yeah.
I see. So what are the differences and similarities if someone asks you, like, between the South, food from South China and food from North China, what are the differences and similarities?
I think, like, in South, like, she, like, eat some
sweet
food,
yeah.
Right? And we, like, eat some spicy food,
uh-huh.
Right?
South people prefer to choose rice,
mm-hmm.
eat rice.
Yeah, right. And now we'll, like, to eat, prefer...
Noodles.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Dumpling,
so north noodle. Is more of noodles, south is more of rice.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
that,
but like our family, we like see the rice. Like,
yeah.
Only,
me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
I can eat rice every day, but I can't eat noodles every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so traditionally, how many meals a day you guys serve? Like in India, we have breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and then lunch, and then tea time snacks. Around like in the evening, and then at night we have dinner. So 4 meals a day. That's ideal traditional Indian way of meal serving. What about in China?
I think in now it's 3 meals.
3
it's,
meals?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
okay, no tea time snacks?
Yeah, actually like for young generations, so we have some like breakfast, like
uh-huh.
a brunch.
Uh-huh. Brunch, yeah.
Yeah, lots of like have... To, like to in the afternoon drink some tea and eat some dessert and then
but maybe for young people I think
I see.
Like older generation don't like it.
Oh, okay.
And some will like we like to, after dinner sometimes you feel hungry, you're
mm-hmm.
gonna go out for some barbecues.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
barbecue
Chinese,
sounds
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah,
right?
It's Chinese traditions.
Yeah. Well, being a vegetarian I don't enjoy it much, but my friends are crazy. I just use like vegetables and some cheese and all, you know. But like for non-vegetarians, they have a lot of options when it comes to barbecue, right?
Yeah.
So is there any food like that has cultural significance? For example, like if you go to India, because I'm talking about India because I am from India,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah,
I can talk more about it. Yeah.
Sure.
So there we have like a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
And every festival is connected to some sort of food.
Mm-hmm.
And people prepare that particular dish or they cook that particular food during that festival itself. And it has significance based on the weather conditions. Like in winter, we have one festival and we make one dessert out of sesame seeds because in winters, it's good to have nuts. So we add a lot of nuts and sesame seeds and we make one dessert. Because in winters, your body needs nuts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in a similar way. Do you guys have anything, any food that has some cultural significance?
Like if winter coming, we will eat dumplings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So dumplings are like those vegetable stuff thing or
meat
stuff?
Or vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, actually in spring festival, we are like to use some. Egg rolls, I think that's one of the traditions there, right?
Yeah.
And maybe we have some like a rice ball.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rice ball, like it's kind of like meatball, but just made by rice. There is some like cut, like small meat in
mm-hmm.
the rice ball, which
yeah.
is very delicious.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I like it.
Nice. And do you guys have any cultural festival over there? Food festival over there? Like in India, we have, so there are some organizations that come together and they organize a food festival where they serve food from all parts of India, like different food. So people go there and they buy food. It's kind of, you know, one place where you can try like 500 different dishes. Do you have anything like that over
yeah,
in China?
There is a special one in my city, like a hot pot days.
Okay.
Like
oh.
Yeah, it's like over 1,000, like 10,000 people
I
eating like
that.
Yeah, in a big tables with a circle and there is a big hot pot in the like in the middle
in the
and
middle?
Everybody can have like eat like together to enjoy the, like the atmosphere is really really good.
Yeah,
and lots of people from the other city country
uh-huh.
might gonna be enjoy this. It's right. Because hot pot is our famous dishes.
Yeah.
Lots
of
yeah.
How many areas in the hot pot? I heard that it's very big.
Yeah, huge. You mean like 10,000 of people eating?
Yeah.
10,000?
On like one table? No.
Yeah, it's like a huge one.
Wow.
Huge table?
Yeah, it's huge.
Oh my god.
Super big.
That sounds interesting.
Yes.
Okay. How about like, so when you talk, because you mentioned a lot about hot pot,
mm-hmm.
I have no idea what is it. Can you explain that a bit? Like,
you just put the meat or vegetables of the things to, to
boil them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it like a burger kind of thing or something which is stuffed with meat or what? Like, can you?
Actually, hot pot is like a soup.
Is it like a soup?
It's like a very spicy soup.
Oh.
First, people boil the water and put some season and put meat into the hot pot and make them.
Yeah, it's like you can put lots of sauce like black peppers, like a red peppers.
Oh, red pepper.
Yeah, like garlic, a lot of things, and oils, make it very spicy and very tasty.
Yeah.
And after that, you can put lots of like lots of food choice, like meat, vegetables, anything you like, you can put in, like into the soup, and after. So like you can, it's really good.
Nice. Do you think people in China are very conscious or aware about the calorie consumption? Do they count their calories?
No.
No.
Never.
Because you're talking about meat a lot. So this question came to my mind. Like, they count their calories?
No.
I think
not
in
at all.
American, they want to write down calories.
Yeah, because America, I think there are lots of junk food. Like, everything is like in Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Everything
is
fried and
and most
with
of
high
the
calorie.
Things, they are in most of the things they are. Cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that adds up calories.
Yeah.
People need to care of the calories.
Actually,
rice have lots of high calories.
Mm-hmm.
Rice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never count that.
Yeah,
and one problem here is like in America, a lot of food products come with high fructose corn syrup. So you know that's actually a bad thing. It is one of the reasons for obesity in America. Maybe that's the reason, because of like high obesity here, people are more concerned or aware about calories, right?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of friends who keep count of their calories, how much they are eating and all.
I think that's they were like a misunderstanding by like Western diet, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about in India?
Well, in India, these days people are aware about their fitness and all because, you know, this cheese culture. Earlier, we used to add a lot of butter in the food. So food used to be cooked in butter or purified butter. But we were not much into cheese. These days, following American way of eating, back in India, they also started adding cheese on everything. So people are getting, you know, fat and they are getting obese. So they started focusing on fitness, started working out, they started going to gym. So they keep count on calories. But this, I'm talking about young generation, not the older ones.
Okay.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of my family counting for calories. Like my mother's, like she likes to eat a lot of like, chips and she think cheap is good, but she never think about like calories.
Maybe I think Chinese people always eat health because we always cook meat and vegetable during a meal, so we don't it's healthy way to eat food, so
Here in America I have seen people eat burger or maybe a few things, but back in India we have like a proper meal. So we have like lentil soup with some fried vegetables, with the bread, proper flat bread, and rice with yogurt. You know, there's a lot of things, so it's like a very balanced diet. So we need not to concern much about like calories or whether we are eating healthy or not. because the traditional way of serving meal is this. But here, since I came here, I feel like I need to look what I am eating.
Yeah, like I think there are lots of people who like eat like snacks like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Like last trip I went to New York, I saw like the Uber drivers. He eat like a lot of like chocolate, like
oh, yeah.
on a trip. He said,
yeah.
I'm so hungry, I just can't stop myself to eating. I try to go to gyms, but I feel it's hard for me, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think that's the same thing for me. I'm crazy for chocolates. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to my house, you'll see chocolates in every corner.
I think chocolates is good.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. The dark chocolates are especially good. So, thank you so much, guys, for this very interesting discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The music is from A Bite of China.